So the Rambam now is speaking about how one works on curing, healing these Choli HaNefesh, that he calls Choli HaNefesh. So he has explained before that going towards one extreme, basically it's the different extremes are an issue, and whenever you go to one extreme over the other, you are doing something wrong. So how do you write it? Veda. Ke'elu ha-mailas v'apchises eshel lamidois. Omnom yikonu v'yisashu b'nefesh, b'chazora l'apulos ha-hovos m'zalmudu pam rabbez z'zman oroch, v'sargalnu aleihem. He says, the way in which they become part of us is by repetitive action. If the repetitive actions are good ones, we ingrain in ourselves a mila. And if they're bad, we get bad stuff. We're born pretty much tabula rasa without any real mila chesaron. This goes to Vayi Perek Hashmini. But the person, as he goes forward in life, he picks up that which comes from parents and peers and people around him. There's one point here which is not so clear. He says that basically people are born without being good or bad in this area. Lamaisa, the Rambam does say, when he speaks about in Hilchos Deos about midas, he says some of our midas are just the way we are born with, some were acquired. So it seems to be a bit of a contradiction. Now he says, the habits that we picked up, the personality we picked up, can be good or can be bad. The person who is who has a problem in being biased towards one end of the spectrum needs to be no good as refuah. He needs to act the way people who are physically sick act. And friends, meaning, O kamoisha guf, kashe yetsim ishivuyo of niral ezet sadnot of yotza, venamoi connected by efchoi, achalfel ashivui. So, in the body, whenever it's moved towards one side or the other, a person who is not, he's too skinny, so he needs to eat more than would be the norm for a person to eat. A person who's overweight needs to eat less than a person would normally have to eat. The person needs to go in the direction that is not exact in terms of right or wrong. In other words, the person's actions are actions which would not be appropriate for him if he were a healthy man, but being that he's a sick man, he needs to do it. For instance, the person is too much, what's the right word for it? If let's say his sugar is too high, it's too high, he needs more insulin in his body than a normal person would need who's not sick, so on. So the point is, a person who is not well is going to have to do things that are that be'etzem not appropriate, but they're appropriate for him in his circumstances. So he says, the person now has to do things that would not ordinarily be considered to be good things, and go to an extreme which would not be normal for a person who was well balanced. What he's going to be saying in a sense is there are activities or types of activities that are appropriate for a person despite the fact that they're not appropriate in a an objective sense. And once the person reaches equilibrium, we're going to pull away from that. So we're going to go back again to doing what's right and what's normal. Let's say a person has he sort of examines himself and realizes that he's become very stingy with himself. And this is something which is not good. A person who is overly stingy with himself, a person who is not giving himself what he needs, something wrong with that. So he says, "Vehine kashanir to the rap is achol. We want to cure this. Lo nitzaveu ba'ayin yafe. We don't tell him to move forward a bit. Shezek misha rap and misha gavel of achayim b'dav ashava. It's like telling a person to who's got temperature to do the things that a normal person would do. But that's not true. You need to cool him down." So he has to be able to splurge and to spend the money, you know, freely, and then he can go back to the middle point. So the Rav is saying a chiddush here. I have to go to the other extreme in order to balance myself out. And the question is try to understand a little bit why. What's the logic behind this? And I think it has to do a lot with the way we explained what is actually this midah beinoness. What is actually the this so-called midah beinoness that we're dealing with? The answer is, we explained, I think, before, it's the ability to use any one of the number of tools available to me to do what I have to do. So the midah of kamtzanis is a midah of I don't allow myself to spend money. So stretching that midah is not going to be enough, because what I need to do is I need to be able to have the freedom to take something and spend it. A person who is inordinately stingy is lacking a certain type of freedom in himself. He doesn't have the ability to spend money. It's only when they, you know, suddenly you get these crazy scenarios where people are killing themselves for the fear of spending money, and it's totally irrational. At some point, the person no longer has the ability to actually go and to do something. So this is sort of needed. We need to give the person those freedoms back, the freedom that he's missing, in order to have what he needs in terms of what's the right word for it? Not tools or ways of doing what he needs to do. That's the shot of going to the other extreme. Now it says, then we tell him, okay, now it's enough. Now what you need actually is to start doing things that are midpoint. Once I have the two midas in his in his nefesh. So then I'm already at a matzav where I can do the right thing l'chatchila. Then he says, on the other hand, if the person is spending money and he's very, very he's doing things that he's splurging, I guess that's the right word to call it, he splurges too much, then I am going to tell him to start going to the other side and to make it and to start learning kamtzanis and so on. And what we're not going to go back again to as so many times kamtzanis. V'zeh chidush hu chok haripui v'sodo v'hu sheshuv ha'odem rabizbus lain ha'yofa yoysekal v'yoysekor mishuv v'kamtzanis lain ha'yofa. So he says, he's telling us a chiddush, or that in terms of what's easier to go to the center, there is a difference between which extreme we're in. And this is something which I guess it's important to have the Nekudah is putting down. The ability to go back to center is really, really dependent on which extreme you are. Some extremes lend themselves easily to do that. Some extremes don't lend themselves easily. And we need to know which one is which. He gives another example. V'chein shuv ne'edar hargoshe b'hano nizhar yoysikal yoysikar mishuv balataiva nizhar. A person who is lacking cheshik, is easier to get him to have cheshik than the person who is too much taiva. For a person who doesn't have enough taiva in his life, it's much easier to get him to enjoy life a bit than the person who's overindulgent. So for the person who's kind of not really into life and not enjoying it enough, we're going to give him some exercise to move forward, but we're going to recognize that it's not that difficult to move him into a world where he enjoys things. But for the person who's overindulgent, we're going to realize that it's not so easy to pull you to rein you in, and so we'll give him more exercise for the person who's overindulgent to bring him back to normal indulgence than the person who's underindulgent to bring him up to normal indulgence. For the person who is not courageous enough to keep trying again and again till he gets courageous requires a lot more than the person who's over reckless. We have to try to get him to sort of be a little bit less reckless. For the stingy person, we need to work a lot more on giving than for the giving person to work on getting back. So Lamaisa, this is it's something which means it's not just blind. I can say, okay, X is no good, Y is no good, so smack in the middle is perfect, and that's that, and it's exactly just as bad from this end to that end, and all that stuff. It's true. But in tachlis, in terms of people being able to of people being able to control themselves and to make the right moves backwards or forwards, there's a world of difference between the two. So he says, knowing that and understanding the human biases, limitations, is the reason why Hasidim did not allow themselves to be exactly on the midpoint. They moved in one direction or other, whichever way was more necessary. So let's go back to this point. This is a very, very important piece to the Rambam's explanation, many Gemaras. You do find Midas Chassidus. So the question is, according to Rambam, what's Midas Chassidus? I mean, being exactly in the middle is right. So you can't overemphasize. There's an old joke that a chassid once came back with a spilus that his Rebbe said that something equals the gematria of something else. So another guy scratched it and said, really, does it equal? So he says, now is it equal? There's even a lot more to spare. There's even a lot more to go. So it's a much bigger number. What does it mean, Amidas Chassidus? The way the Rambam explained, every single mida has to be letter perfectly in the middle. So what kind of Chassidus is there to be noted to one side or the other? So Rambam explains that in the abstract, the perfect mida is in the middle. That's correct. That doesn't change. The reality is that people don't have an easy way of staying in the middle. We tend to have more issues with one side or the other. And therefore, it's wise to err on the side of caution. So, if people in eating, most normal people, their problem is overeating. So, if I want to go to Derech HaMemutza, I need to be a step under the perfect middle, because my tendency will be to keep moving, to keep pushing the envelope. But under eating is also not good, but the tendency is not to go in that direction. So a person needs to understand himself, and the lifnei meshurat hadin means that he's erring in order to accommodate what he knows to be his inherent biases. So that's why Chassidim Rishonim would never want to be exact in the middle. They would make some gedarim and sagim. So leima, sheim l'mashal notim en azehirus el heda agasha banor me'at u'min agvur ala mesilis akonis me'at u'man anedivus ala pazonis me'at min anova shav suach me'at reim shav midas v'zein yenir mazbamrom lifnei meshur sadim. So it's highly appropriate when it's done in a small amount, while keeping a clear sense of what's right and what's wrong. This is actually very much in line with that which the Torah told Chazal to make gedarim for the Torah. They told the Chachamim, and that's where we get all these Rabbanans from. They are shmiras on us. And knowing that we have weaknesses, and that these weaknesses tend to do a sin, is actually a very, very appropriate hanhaga for a person who really cares about himself and so on. Now he says, "V'ulam, masha osu chasidim miktsas hazmanim, miktsas hazmanim gam kein mine, tila kotzechot kma tzom vakimu balayla, v'noch zachilos boso shiyas yayim, v'chok zanoshon v'shatzem v'aseer, v'ashchino v'hashchino behorim, v'izbaydis midboros, lo osu dova me'elu ela derech harifua, kma shzachaynu." The all of the extreme hanhagas with fasting and getting up and really sort of mortifying yourself, that came about when they felt they needed actually to change something. So he's saying, he's giving us meanwhile three different layers. One is in absolute emes. What is appropriate is a very, very balanced hanhaga. What is M is in the world of practical going about life is a slight bias to one end or the other, thereby sort of ensuring that I'm going, that I will stay in the bounds that I'm supposed to stay. What's right but for the person who already is suffering from a natia one way or the other, then it requires as extreme a reaction as it's been an action. So for the person who can't give anything, going and spending money without thinking might be the appropriate way to go, even to a degree that seems to be quite far from what the advisable midpoint is. So he says, all those things that you read about people who did extreme anhagas, it's al derech refuah. Ulehefsed anshe medina gamkein, kasher roshen nifson v'goshen v'riyas maseim, v'choshu mehefsed maseim v'chavrasam, holchem itel midboros among shishem odom ra. Also another reason to move away from society and its norms and mores is a person who feels he's affected in a very negative way. Al derech maima anovel, like Novi said, mi yiteni b'midva v'chulu. And when idiots saw that the chassidim did this ma'isa, they didn't understand that it's there because they have an extreme need, either because of their own personal shortcomings or because they're so engulfed by a society that they might be affected. They thought, oh, this is the right thing. So sleeping outside in a forest and desert itself is good. They said, if we do this, we'll be exactly like them. They started mortifying themselves. They think that this is actually acquiring a big mila. This brings a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilu sone es haguf. It almost feels as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises the body. V'etzal misal abdei. V'heim lo yodu. She'elu ha'pulos ro'os, v'she'ben tusak p'chisus mi'p'chisus ha'nefshish. They don't understand that these are actually bad things. And it's like, for instance, let's say I have my next door neighbor as a doctor, and I notice that he injects himself with insulin every day. So I say to myself, aha, now he's a doctor, so he knows what's good for you. And if he's injecting himself with insulin all day long, injecting himself with insulin must be a real school of Arichos Yamim. Because look at him. So this is since people did not understand why these extreme anhagas one place, they just thought that emulating it makes a better person. It says keilu, it's almost as if a Kadosh Baruch Hu hates kuf. Ve'im lo yodu she'ela pulois rose, that these are actually bad things. V'shebehen tusak p'chisus mi'p'chisus ha'nefesh. This will actually cause some real problems. V'ein m'sholom ela moshel sochom lach zarefuah. It's like a fool who sees a doctor. Shorab kim and roifim shkishuchon noit lomu sam harifim. They saw that doctors fed people that were about to die extremely sharp medications. And they stopped feeding them. They saw they got better, so they make a kal v'chayim. So this fool says, if these things can take a deathly ill person and make him well, kol shkein sheyamidu abaral b'yusay or yasifu ba, v'hiyas halakasay sitom yisayg ban hagas acholim. So the person who does that all the time is definitely going to become sick. He says the Torah, it says, is shalem. The Torah is whole, complete, which means that anything that is anything that's ruchnistic wise positive should definitely be mentioned in Torah, and this is not mentioned in Torah. The Torah allows for many activities and wants him to be the davar tivi. He should eat in a very, very in a balanced manner what he's supposed to, what he's allowed to eat. V'yishto mashmut alishas b'shivui, v'yival mashmut alivol b'shivui, v'yashev amedinas b'tzedek v'yoysha. And he should live normally and in Erlich in a normal economic setting, environment. Lo yishishkin b'mar, so I'm not, Torah doesn't want you to live in caves and mountains. Lo yishilbos asar v'atzema, and that he should wear something coarse, and not destroy his body. So Chazal themselves said that it is highly improper to just force yourself to go through difficult and painful lack of enjoyment. You see it in Tanakh. By the way, there is a very, very similar passage in the Kuzari. The Kuzar asked the Chaver, he said, if you people are so spiritual, why don't you just sort of go to monasteries and lock yourself up and be over the Hashem all the time? To which he answers to him that you've missed the entire point of what I've been telling you. Basically, the shleimus lies within a certain context, or better said, the right thing is a certain context of shleimus, which includes many activities, each one in the right way to do it for Hashem, whether it's eating, having a family life, or fasting tanesim, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that each and every part of ourselves should participate in this. And he says, and then he adds over there, if you take a person who's depressed and you add a lot of things like this to him, he'll just get super depressed. So he says that finding the right balance is what the Torah is all about, that each chelik of the person receive it. He says, "Mesoras nevi'enu matikei torasenu v'inu mechavna al shivui v'al shmiras nafshei seim v'gufo seim kashet chayev v'atayra." You see that the Torah demands that. V'heisha Hashem is ala de nevi'o l'mishashal tzom yom echad b'shana haim yasa zelo. This is how Kadosh Baruch Hu responded when asked if he should continue fasting. V'omras chaya ha'efke Bechodesh Hachamishi, he knows he has to come Shonim. Should I continue fasting on the Chodesh Hachamishi? Veshivam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Kitzamtem Vesofet Bechamishi Beshvi Zashim Shona, Hatzim Tsamtuni Oni, Vechisel Vishishtu, Altem Oichem Vatem Ashesim. Vacharkach Tzivam Betzedek Vemaila Belvad, Loi Betzim. And then he told him, no, I'm not using this anymore. I want you instead to focus on doing the right things. V'omlam kormash and tzfokos lemo, mishpat emesh foytu v'chesev rachim asu ishas ochiv, v'om achakein kormash and tzfokos tzem revi, tzem mishlam shvi, tzem asi yil v'esi hudol, tzosan simchum adem toivim, v'em sashalom ahevu. V'day says, ki emes hena mailas asichlias, lefi shehena mitias, lo yishtanak, v'zachan pek sheni, Vashalom Mailas Hamidas Ashabaniya Shalom Badam. So these are the two inyanim that the person is needed on. So certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the Torah wants that we should be balanced. It doesn't make a difference where we're holding before, but our paradigm of what's right is the person who's completely balanced, and everything else is going to be the what's the right word for it? It's going to be a result of that. But the shorish of the midas toivus, the shorish of what's good, are things that are balanced appropriately. Okay, any questions? So we'll hold it here, and.